This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Gun dealers in Colorado will soon need a state license to do business under a new law. To get the permit, applicants will also need to have a federal firearms license, and they'll have to undergo training in how to spot straw purchasers or someone who intends to harm themselves. Once the licensing program is up and running, the state will also inspect gun stores to make sure they're in compliance. Second Amendment advocates argued that the state license is an unnecessary burden on small businesses. At least one person is dead following last week's plane crash in Arvada, northwest of Denver. CPR's Paolo Shelsta reports on Friday's crash.
Four victims, two of them minors, were rushed to the hospital last week when a single-engine plane went down 15 minutes after leaving Centennial Airport. The Jefferson County Coroner's Office says at least one person has died, but it has not released information on their identity or the status of the other victims. It is unclear if the victims were aboard the plane or were bystanders. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. I'm Paolo Shasada, CPR News.
A flood warning is in effect for parts of the Arkansas River near Canyon City and Pueblo. The river's water level is expected to be over 10 feet by tomorrow night. It last reached that level in 2015, which led to major flooding across Pueblo County. Officials say snowmelt has caused many waterways to reach dangerous levels. In southern Colorado, some areas have already seen flooding. Scattered storms are expected for much of the state through tomorrow. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 6:06.